People here in the Washington, D.C. area have been living under a cloud of anxiety since October 2nd when the random shootings began. And that grew when a school child was shot and wounded several days later. That fear may have increased a bit more after officials announced yesterday that a note, apparently from the sniper, threatened children directly. NPR's Richard Harris reports that psychologists and pediatricians have some advice for parents and children.
Rockville, Maryland is at the very center of the sniper attacks, within just a few miles of many of the shootings. And Dr. Daniel Shapiro's office is certainly a focal point as well. He's a pediatrician in private practice there, specializing in developmental and behavioral issues. And he says many of the families who come to see him want to know what to do while the sniper is on the loose.
The advice is to try to go about a normal day best you can.
Dr. Shapiro advises those parents to make one change in routine: turn off the TV, or at least limit it to older children.
But as a rule, the idea is to keep up the routine. Kid gets security from routine, from the predictability of the day, from going to school, keeping mealtimes the same, bedtimes the same. This is the best way to fight back against terror.
Talking to children is also important, particularly ones who are old enough to understand what's happening around them.
We don't want to lie to our children. We want to tell them straight up, if they're school age or older, that there is a sniper who has shot people. At the same time that we tell them why there's so much public talk about this and why there's so much on the news about this, at the same time, we want to send them strong messages that there are some simple things that we can do to stay safe.
These include the precautions the schools have already taken, canceling outdoor activities and closing the school doors. Dr. Shapiro says he finds comfort from picking up his children directly from school. And for older children, he says this is also an opportunity to remind them that they live a privileged life.
I think it's important for us to remember that in other parts of the world, people live with this kind of fear daily, that in many urban centers, downtown Washington, there's many shootings per week, as we've experienced in Montgomery County in this last few weeks. And it's, in a way, a chance for us to rally together and face some uncomfortable truths about the world with our children.
Suzanne Stuttman, a psychologist at the George Washington School of Public Health, counsels parents to cope with their own anxieties first.
The best that we can do is first figure out how to take care of our own anxiety, fear, and tension by trying just to calm ourselves down, and whatever works for each person will be fine.
She says some people find solace in the knowledge that the risk of being shot is still quite low, on a par with dying in a car crash. Other people meditate or take faith in God that they will be safe. Once the parents are calm, Stuttman says they can focus on their children.
The best thing a parent can do with their children or with their spouse or with their best friend or their partners or whoever is to listen to the other person. We don't have necessarily solutions or concrete things to do, although we have some things to do, but just listening to one another begins to calm our tremendous amount of stress that we have.
And she adds that stress is a normal reaction to these abnormal times. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.